Overseas Diaries, brought to you by The Athlete's Post. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Tanner Persimo, and this is Overseas Diaries.
Basketball differences.
One of the biggest differences is the language barrier. Like, I had a coach who didn't speak English, so the translation was tough. We had a couple teammates and a translator who would translate for me, but it was really difficult, especially in games when the coach is trying to tell you something and you don't understand a word he's saying.
Cultural differences.
Nah, I mean, it was definitely different. I mean, the food where I was awesome. It was all really fresh every day. We got to know, like, one of the restaurants locally. We knew the owner pretty well, so every day he just kind of made us his special. So we would go there and drink or eat or whatever. So it was really good, but it was definitely different. Like, you didn't have the options you have here. Over there, it's really just one kind of food. It was also a little weird, like, everything revolves around meals. So, like, there's nothing open during lunchtime and there's nothing open during dinner time. So the store is kind of closed for like 3 hours.
Overseas advice.
If it's possible to sign and get over there earlier, I think that would be a better situation. I passed on a couple offers, just because in my situation, I wanted to be in a specific country. Every agent's gonna call you. I definitely would highly recommend not going with some random dude who hits you up on Facebook, but I think everybody knows that. I lucked out. I ended up with an agent that I really liked. And he was really good to me. He represented a lot of my friends. So, I mean, it was a pretty easy decision. I mean, I had some people, or I took a couple of meetings, but I mean, I pretty much knew I was signing with him from the get-go, just because of, you know, friends that I have that have been represented by him and he's done right by them. So I felt comfortable going that way.
Best story.
So our last game we played in Palma, which is in Mallorca. It's like the island right next to Ibiza. So our GM had given us 300 euros to go out as a team, and we kind of all thought that was a little ridiculous. Like, we didn't know what we were gonna do with 300 euros with 12 guys. I mean, it just wasn't gonna get us anywhere. So we decided to go to the casino and put it all on red. So we hit that once. And then we took the principal, put it back on red, and then everyone picked a number. And we hit the number and we hit red. So once we did that, we had enough money to kind of go out for the night.
Overseas Diaries, brought to you by The Athlete's Post.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.